Wild Out Podcast, you guys.
Baby girl, baby boy.
It's your girl, Peace and Mom.
What it do, y'all? It's your girl, Pretty V.
Welcome to the Women of Wild and Out Podcast, you guys, where the ladies of Wild and Out control the mic.
We about to get y'all a show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we're going to have the Women of Wild and Out Podcast a la carte.
Hey girl, B. Simone here. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I was gonna say Wildin' Out Girl, but you know, Nick changed that. It's Wildin' Out Goddess.
Yes.
Because we are elevating, we're evolving, we're maturing.
Yep.
And I got my girl Bree to the right of me.
Yes.
How you doing?
Bree, I'm here. I think we're gonna do a nice little toast now to kick
Yay!
Us off.
Yes. Let's just kick
I
it
got
off.
Some wine, girl.
Oh yeah, okay, Bree.
We're
okay,
gonna
okay.
do it. We gonna, girl. You know.
No, that's you.
No, that's you, Bree.
She said, okay, I got one.
You got one. Okay.
Let's talk, you know, because I thought about this. Actually, you say this a lot, and yeah. you want this in the industry. And I thought about it today on stage looking at Nick. I was like, longevity.
Oh, yes.
This man has been in the industry for 70 plus years.
Yeah.
And no, seriously, he yeah. is, you know, he's aging.
Yeah.
And he looks so good. He's
so
still
fun.
Relevant.
Yeah.
He's handsome. He's successful. And I literally looking at him today, I'm like, I just want longevity.
Yeah.
God, give me longevity. So yeah. let's cheers mm-hmm. to longevity and whatever we decide to
yes.
do.
Yes.
You
will have longevity
I
in
love it.
It. You want to be a postal worker, you have longevity. If you want to be a comedian, you have longevity in it.
Yep.
God will just continue to open up doors.
Mm-hmm. Okay, guys. Well, now that we're talking about handsome,
longevity.
Now that we're on that handsome subject, what is the worst date y'all have been on?
Oh my God, let me start first.
Go ahead. You was probably worse to him. Like,
no, I wasn't. Okay, actually, okay. I was trying. Okay, so I've
been
in a
relationship. Probably drove him crazy.
So I was talking to somebody for like 4 years, right? Mm-hmm. Like just, and I just wanted to branch out because that was toxic. Mm-hmm. So I was in a, this, first of all, I was at my homegirl house and this guy picked me up. First of all, he passed the house and stopped at the stop sign and said, I'm outside. I said, I got to walk to you. And I could come outside and greet me.
I'd be like, I'm going inside.
So I, yeah, walked yeah. so I walked to him and I was like, okay, whatever. I was like, what's up, bro? You can just pull back. Her house is right there. Yeah. He's like, okay, cool. So then we're chopping it up. Didn't he go inside to even introduce himself. Not even to just, but just say, hey, because I met him through them, my friends. I was at their home. And then I was like, let's just go around the neighborhood and just park up and talk and chat up. Honey, we was in that car just chopping up. All I smelled was a burp. I said, I'm never talking to you ever in life. Like, that shit was stinky. I was like, that burp was so stink. I said, yo, turn the window down. I'm never talking to you.
You said that to him in person or no?
No, when he burped, okay, when he made that nasty, disgusting burp, I said, I looked at the window like this. I'm going back in the house. That like, and it wasn't even a date.
It was
like
turn
a,
off.
It was it,
yeah.
Because
I was sitting yeah. in the car.
I was sitting in the car, yeah. so it wasn't a date. But it was a moment where like, because you know me, B, I don't go on dates. I've never like been on dates like that. Like literally, mm-hmm. my situation
like being
was
courted.
Like yeah, it was like nothing like romantic and like it was always like we're gonna go where they want to go or whatever. So now I'm getting like I'm a step out. So I was like, let me just you know holler at him in his car, like just chop it up with him, just see where his head at.
Yeah.
He showed me where his breath was at. That burp.
And the stop sign.
Was disgusting. Never again.
That is hilarious.
Did you just get out and leave?
I said, let go back.
Let's take you back to the house. I've had so many bad
dates. It wasn't a date,
Same.
But it was something.
Have you?
Same.
Oh. Okay, what was yours?
Well, my dumbass ended up dating him after this, but I literally, how'd you say it? Literally.
Literally.
I met this man on Raya.
What's that?
What, girl? You don't know what Raya is?
A little dating app?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a dating app?
No.
Yeah. Okay, so it's for like, whatever, verify.
Oh, yeah, like,
got like
industry dating yes. or something. Got
yes. Shamingo.
Basically, no. That's what I should have
yeah.
been
yeah.
on.
Black people.
Yeah, I don't know none of that.
That's my girlfriend talked me into yeah. it. I was like, I don't want to do this. They ended up putting me on it. And I was like, all right, fuck it. What's on here?
Yeah, I'm on there now.
Girl, don't go on there. I met this man. He picked me up with the girl he was already dating.
You're lying.
Swear to God.
Mm.
Picks me up with this girl, and I have no idea. I'm like, hi. What's up? Where are we going? We're going to salsa. I'm like, I don't dance. Well, we're going to salsa. Dances with this girl in front of me the whole night. And I'm like, this is the weirdest thing I've ever experienced. She's trying to dance with me. And then I find out
he was trying to reel y'all in. Like,
they're full on swingers.
Yeah.
Oh, this has gone so badly, so quick. Right. And it was awful. Horrible. And after that, I tried to Uber. And then they cornered me outside. And it was like the most awkward thing ever. And then she started DMing me. And I had to block her. And,
oh, my God. So did you date him, though? Because you said this is someone you date after.
So that's the messed up part. Yeah. So then we stopped talking.
You're like, so yeah, I'm foolish.
So then we stopped talking. And then I run into him again. We have mutual friends. And then we end up dating for 2 years.
Wow. Yeah.
Did y'all try to reel any girls in?
Just as badly.
Right. Yeah.
Same thing. DMs, oh dating my apps, gosh. Girlfriends. You know, same thing. But... Yeah, no, don't bless do it. Oh, bless you.
Where is your mask? Where is your mask?
COVID.
You ain't got a shield. You ain't got a mask. You're up in your elbow. And you going to touch me with that?
First of all, you know this is allergies.
No, you've been saying it all week. Allergies, allergies. Where is the Benadryl,
Vina? You get tested every day. I took a Claritin.
I had too many bad days to even talk about. I live in Atlanta. So a date in Atlanta is meet me here and you end up meeting at the strip club. And you just walk in. You can't even, you don't even talk. It's just you throw some money in.
That's a date.
That's a date.
Wow. The stop sign, that's the strip date. Club.
That's it. You know, so. But I've had some great dates lately. We'll talk about that on another episode. We need to have an episode about love and manifesting time. Love because
yes, we are.
Girl, did I still? Okay, well, it's okay.
Because every time it comes up, you're like,
that's the next show.
I gotta know. I'm going to tell y'all this on another episode. We're going to have an episode about love, but I wrote down something November 2019 and I was so detailed. And I met my boyfriend 8 months later and everything that I wrote is my boyfriend.
Well, you manifested that. Love it. Oh, she said
there's something that you missed on that list.
What?
Me.
Girl. Anyways, we're going to take a break. We're going to talk to the funny and hilarious cast member, Maddie Smith.
Yes.
My girl. I think this girl is so funny and I'm excited to have her on. That's what she be doing. Excited to have her on the show because I feel like I've worked with her for so long and I don't know much about her. Yeah. There's 300 people working in production and helping on set. And there's so many cast members. And you talk to people, but you tend to stay with, people you're comfortable with. And I hang out with V all the time and Jess and whoever I'm with. But when I talk to Maddie, I'm like, she just makes me laugh. And she's so cute and she's so funny and talented and beautiful. Yeah. So I can't wait to get to know her a little more. We will be right back after this.
Welcome to the Women of Wildin' Out podcast. It's your girl, Pretty V. And you know we got to bring up my castmate. She's hilarious. I mean, she's goofy. She's I mean, Maddie, what's
we good? Love you, girl. Come on, what's Maddie up, girl? Smith. Hey.
What's up, Maddie, girl?
Hey, girl.
You are
How
so
are
adorable.
No wine for me, no problem.
Would you like some wine?
Good, thanks. Okay. I got a long day of being sitting in cars tomorrow.
Do you drink?
I
me too.
Stay, clear for it. You know.
Do you drink?
Sometimes, but
just for her a little swig, okay, like communion, swig.
Just for
The end,
just some just blood for, of Christ. Why not?
Just a little prop for the end, so we can do our little. Yeah, that's it. You ain't even got to drink all that.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
But so tell us and the viewers, because I'm getting to know you a little more too. I actually asked you, was it today I asked you where you were from?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you were like, New York.
I was like, oh my God, B. Simone's finally talking to me.
I'm freaking out. Don't do that. I'm all up in your face today.
No, I know.
I was like, you were so pretty. And where are you from? And how old are you?
And Social Security. Yada, yada, yada. I'm from Buffalo. I live in New York City now.
Yeah.
But I moved from Buffalo 5 years ago.
And how long have you been doing comedy?
5 years. I started when I moved to New York City.
Yeah. Wow. What made you get into the comedy world? What were you doing before? So answer both of those questions. So, I don't know. Sorry.
So I moved to New York City for a job, a shitte job.
What? I don't even know what that is.
What a job is?
No.
Yeah, that.
She meant like, shitty. I don't know what a shitty job.
Oh, shitty job. A shitty job.
Shit. Yeah. Well, I thought it was some white people shit.
Oh, yeah. No, like how we say
I moved to New York City for a shit.
Yeah. I thought she said like shit. I didn't get
a shitty job.
Shitty job. Yeah.
You can cuss.
Oh, okay.
Just say shitty.
Cop balls, motherfucker.
And she's here.
Yeah, I moved to New York for a job. And then I had no friends in New York City because it's a lonely place. Mm-hmm. And after college, I was like, just like lonely in New York City. So I started doing open mics in the city. I was always like pretty funny in my friend group, but I just did it in New York City because you can do it there and be anonymous.
Aww. Yeah, you know,
I used to have like a fear of failure.
Wow.
So I was like, if I do it here, nobody's gonna know. I'll just go downtown. They'll never see me again.
And you killed it.
That's pretty cool.
And the first open mic, I was like, we're doing it.
Oh.
And then I just kept going.
That's wow. Good for
yeah.
You.
So that's good for that. You. Yeah,
you have
mostly
like
stand up.
Really, really dope spirit. You know.
Oh,
and
thank
just,
you.
Just I told you in the hallway, you did a great job.
Thank you.
See on your episodes,
phenomenal.
Like the confidence out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, like you said, you was being anonymous. If you know, you was gonna, you had a spirit of failure, but
yeah.
It shows like the opposite of that.
Yeah,
your
yeah.
confidence, you know, resonates on stage.
Thank
just,
you.
Like, everything. You're just pretty.
You yourself.
Yeah.
Yourself. You're unapologetically yeah.
Thank
Maddie.
You. Unapologetically yeah. Maddie. Yeah. Thank you.
Love it.
Yeah, I love being on stage. It's
yeah.
fun.
Yeah,
and you're like, yeah, let's just have fun.
Yeah.
In stand-up, there's, like, a lot of, like, mentally unwell people who
yeah.
don't have a lot of fun.
Mm. Yeah.
So, like, coming to Wildin' Out where everyone pretty much has fun and they laugh at jokes that mm-hmm. don't do well,
right.
it's, like, way more freeing
right. yeah.
than men who are like, fucking
you're
bomb.
Not funny,
I
yeah.
suck.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Show my son. Oh, shut yeah. up, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
You're 33,
okay.
you don't have a bed. Like...
A shitte.
There's right.
That's my new shit.
Shitte.
Shitte.
I was in Atlanta and I had a shitte.
Yeah. yeah.
What? Your joke was shitte. Like your joke.
Shitte.
So speaking of, okay, so we was just before you came on and we were talking about dates.
Okay, yeah.
Do you have a worst or you've been through
I've been through the ringer.
Really?
Jesus.
Yes.
What was the worst date?
When I first moved to New York City, I was like, oh my God, I was like blacking out and I was like going on Tinder dates.
We were
like
just talking about that.
The, Tinder days, Bumble.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Little Tinder Bumble.
Christian Bumble.
Uber, blah, blah, blah.
Uber. Just call Uber to Uber and start talking
you
to the Uber guy.
You want to come in? Or like, what's up? I'm feeling like we have a vibe. You gave me a 5-star review. Yeah, I went on. You know what I did when I first moved to New York? I had really low self-esteem. I used to, not that it has to do with it, but when I graduated college, I was like 210 pounds. So just like a lot of issues going on there,
wow.
you know, more internal than external.
Yeah.
And so when I moved to New York, I was still dealing with a lot of that. So I would go on dates, panic because I think I catfished him and then I would black out.
I feel like this is too dark for the Wildin' Out.
No, girl, tell it. Give it to us.
But so
wait, like, listen. Like, I woke up.
No,
and I,
this is good because yeah. there might be somebody out there going through that.
100%.
You used to be so insecure. How did you get out of those? You know, spaces of insecurity. Like, how did you get to this point? Because you confident as hell now.
Yeah. yeah. And Maddie, you actually showed me a picture of, you know, when you, before yeah. and then
wow.
now. Yeah.
And how did you... Two questions. You know, I'm trying to get to know you in this 10
yeah,
minutes we got you.
She's looking for some advice. That wasn't...
No,
okay,
literally.
That,
you know I'm on my Beast Among
totally,
Fit shit.
Yes,
so how
yeah,
did you even go through that journey and how did you get to the point of having this self-esteem because you're very confident now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. That's crazy. I feel like it is some confidence and some of a facade.
Really?
You know, mm-hmm. you're like, well, if I look like I'm having fun, they won't know I'm
yeah.
panicking
good.
Yeah. about yeah. this next move.
You would,
well,
never, you would never see that
yeah.
on stage.
Yeah.
A masking
all.
Moment.
Yeah.
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 Just
yeah,
masking.
You make it, yep.
yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think we all do that.
Oh,
I mean,
for
go,
sure.
Like, literally, like, in my head,
yeah,
jam, 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 jam. Yeah. literally all that.
Wild,
I got to build a wild. So I think we all go through it.
Totally.
But you, again, you know, of course, just coming from being in a place of like feeling like I'm a failure,
yeah.
or I don't want to fail, and you know, having those insecurity issues,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't look like that on stage.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that's the awesome thing about it. We would never know. So
yeah.
it's good to talk about
Thank
it
you.
Too, though. It's good to talk about it.
It's like, good yeah. to talk about it.
Yeah,
yeah, I think that
there's so many women that go through that.
Oh,
yeah.
so many women. I'm like, oh my God, am I being weird? Like, you guys
yeah.
mad? Every dude I know is like, I'm cool, right? Like,
yeah,
you guys want to suck my dick?
What?
Yeah.
Yep.
And every woman is
was your dick?
What yeah, what? It's, we're in a Starbucks, but yeah. Okay. So like,
right. Anyway, I want a caramel frat.
Yeah, give it to me now.
So yeah. Bisman was asking about your fit, like how did your fitness journey? How did that go?
It was pretty much just like I moved to New York, started doing a lot of walking, and I really think starting comedy, I was like, oh, I got a little bit of a purpose. Mm. I was floating for a while, and I was like, I worked in a nonprofit and I was like, I feel like this is what I'm supposed to do on paper. It feels very good with a capital G, but I don't feel like it's like my calling. And then once I started comedy and I was like making people smile and like kind of like working with a lot of comedians who had like the similar mentality as me, I was like, oh, this is a fit. Yeah. And I had never found a fit.
Wow.
And I don't want to be like that person who's like, Dawn, it's just like what I do, you know? But it was very like, once I started that, I was like, oh, I got a new focus. I don't have to eat snacks at night.
Wow.
And blah, blah, blah. And then like a year later, I was like, oh, shit, I'm less weight and I'm pretty happy.
Good for you.
Yeah. You know when you start like trying to like not cry? Girl. Literally like a little tear just went right on the black eyeball.
Yeah.
Literally, the word fit like just stuck out because
I
think that's even what mentally, all, too.
Yeah, like just definitely trying to be accepted.
Yeah.
You know, not knowing your place or not just trying to figure it out. Yeah. Especially in New York, you could float around by the subway. Yeah. They would never notice you, and then you come out. It's like, oh, that's Maddie, the girl that was. Mm-hmm. So that's good. Yeah.
Good for you.
Totally. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So let's get into it. We're talking about comedy.
Yeah.
Maddie, who is your favorite comedian?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah. Only the girls here.
if only I was
pretty
funny.
Baby
it can even be outside of all of them.
Outside of all of them.
Of all time, anyway. Yeah.
Let me think about that. You know what's weird is when I started stand-up, I actually didn't watch a lot of comedy. I just always knew I was like the funny one in the group.
Same.
And, right.
Same.
And then when I started out, I thought that everyone just did stand-up. And then I found out like improv versus stand-up versus just acting.
Writing TV shows. Writing everything. TV shows. So many aspects.
So many aspects. So I didn't know a lot, but lately been watching more of, who do I even watch?
She's like, I don't know. I am.
There's a lot of dudes in it.
A lot of
actually,
guys.
Actually, Godfrey is really, when Godfrey came today, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
He's like, because I'm in the New York City scene.
Okay.
And he's like famous in my realm. Wow. I told my boyfriend, he's like, oh, whoa. I was like, shut, you're dating me, bitch.
So wait, excited.
How dare you?
Yo, what?
Yeah. So I like Godfrey. And then
you told who?
Oh, my boyfriend.
Did
I not mention? Oh, no one asked.
Yeah,
I know. I'm like, I was out here.
Yeah, you told me you was out there with your boyfriend in New York. We had our conversation.
Yeah, V and I had a deep talk.
Yeah.
After an interesting web series we did.
Yes, we did. In New York. We was in your city.
Yeah, it was right before Corona hit.
How long y'all been together?
Me and V. my boyfriend, we've been together almost 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So I met him on the tail end of my kind of like glow up. I was like, wasn't looking for anyone. And then I was drunk at a party and this hottie was there. And I said, you're going to fuck me.
You're going to fuck me.
It might not be tonight, but then it happened. Yeah. So,
it sounds like you just pulled it all together like overnight.
Literally. Yeah. It did feel like overnight.
Wow.
It felt like overnight. At the time, it felt very grueling. And like it took a long time.
Yeah.
But looking back, isn't it crazy when you look back and you're like, damn, we did it.
Oh, for sure.
Not that I'm like, wow. But like,
no,
you're like
for sure.
Kicking it. You got your inbox is filling up.
Yeah.
Okay. The requests are coming in.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Because when you first start something, you're like, damn, I got a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Stuff like that.
And what you did was you trust your process.
Yeah.
You didn't like, really like, okay, I'm gonna do this because everybody was doing it. You really went through the process, walking and, you know, and working on your comedy, just
working
everything, working on yourself internally. So you went through your process. And then when you start working on your process, that's when God aligns everything else for you.
Yeah, awesome.
So that's the beautiful thing about everything.
Yeah, you have to like push for yourself.
Yeah. So Maddie, if you had the power to change anything in comedy, what would that be?
If I had the power to change anything in comedy, what would that be? My God, it's like 60 minutes.
We want the full Maddie.
Change anything in comedy.
Anything, whether it's a stereotype, whether it's...
Oh my God, the women thing is rough.
In what way, though?
Just like the... when I do like gigs in kind of like middle America, New York City is cool. They get it. Any city, Atlanta. Yeah. Whoa, we love you. You go to like middle America or like a casino in bumfuck. You get on stage and they're like, what's this slut gonna say?
Then
the guy goes on after you with could have the same exact jokes.
And they're like,
he reminds me of my son. So there's like a lot of that like still sexism that you're like pushing through and through when it comes to certain crowds. So I think that's what makes me the most annoyed.
Is, I would love to see your stand up.
You guys should come out. Yeah. I should come to you.
Yes.
Should make it happen.
When is your next date?
Actually, right after we shoot this, I'm going to LA to do a bunch of shows. All of July and August.
We were thinking
August,
about going to LA, right?
Yeah, you should.
I'll be there.
See Maddie.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you a little question. Do you know any Karens? We're going to talk about Karens today. Do you know any? What do you think about Karens?
Yeah.
Like, tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I was gonna say my mom, but she's probably gonna watch this. So let's nix that. Let me think for 1 second. You know when people are watching everything, you're like, I won't mention you. Yeah, I won't put you on blast
because
you give me Christmas presents. But do I know any Karens?
Or have you ever encountered one? Like whether you knew them personally or not?
Right.
Had like a Karen moment or hurt? You know, you wouldn't have had one, but maybe
obviously
like.
Not. Although there's
if
sometimes
you, like, heard something around.
Totally. I can feel myself, you know, when you're like cranky and you're at Target and something doesn't work out and you're like,
it's always Target.
Can I speak to the, you're not going to ask that about the manager, but do I know any Karens? I feel like everyone is a Karen.
What about if you're black? Your name ain't going to be, it's like, is that a Keisha or?
Do I know any Keishas? I feel like there's always Karen, like I saw at a comedy club, I saw some Karens get kicked out of a show. And it was a crazy moment. The bouncer, he's my friend. He's the manager too. His name is Reg. And there was a moment where they were talking throughout the entire show. And you know how when people get really offended when you say, hey, you got to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I can't have a conversation. I'm enjoying the comedian. No, you actually, I've seen people like lose their minds.
Lose it.
So this family talking throughout the whole show. All the audience members paid like $50 plus a 2-drink minimum to be in this crowd. So they're like, dude, you got to leave. And they made it a race issue because they were a white family and the bouncer
was black.
Yeah. And they were like, you're only picking us because of how we look. Okay.
That's definitely a Karen moment.
Definitely a Karen. Yeah. And then they got kicked out, and there was a moment where she was like, this is why we don't like you and you don't like us. And I was like, oh my God.
Look at there.
She's taking one person, taking her out for a commentary on all of race relations in America.
Yeah, no.
I know. Why would you come to New York City if that's the way you think?
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
And New York is so diverse.
Yeah.
So diverse.
Yeah.
You could be anybody in New York.
Anybody. You can be
Spider-Man, walking down.
You walk down the street.
Yeah.
Blue's Clues, anybody.
Blue's Clues, Steve, Salt-N-Pepa.
You can be a singer. Hit the boombox and a mic.
And no
Forever 21, Times Square.
Yep. Bring it on.
Yeah. The Viacom building right on the side.
So, really quick before we go to a break, what would you call a male version of a Karen?
A male version of a Karen is just probably that like loud, boisterous guy who's like, I'm like, I don't know, I'm just like socially liberal, but like fiscally conservative. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't understand like why we need to give people money and like why would we help out other communities? Like when Biden's like, let's forgive 50,000 and people are like, well, if they forgive 50,000 of my debt, then I already paid all of mine off. Do I get a reward for that? People who are like, me.
I.
Yeah, those kind of people.
Okay.
Who are like, systemic, you know what I mean? I'd say that's a male. Any male who's like, blah, blah, blah.
Too chatty.
Of a too chatty. listens confident. To his little podcast and then goes and says exactly what that podcast person said.
Not this one, though.
Yeah, not this one. No. We keep it.
And if you are, shut up.
We keep it good. We keep it real life perspectives real over life. Here. Real raw cutting out of it. You feel me? Maddie, no like, cap. Seriously, like, we love your energy. We love
you
as a castmate.
Yes.
As a friend.
Yes.
You killed today, too. Yes, you killed today.
You're wild, Styles. I'm like, how sickening. Did come you. From?
I don't even know. I'm up at night. I'm like, exactly. I gotta impress Annie and Niall. I'm like, Niall's sitting back there. He doesn't know the psychological damage.
Those are our producers, by the way.
Yeah, producers.
Why not? They choose who's gonna be
season
on the show,
one. Or is it,
you know.
When you watch people get sent home, you're like, oh man.
Yeah.
Well, now, what season is this for you?
My third season. Oh, yes. Wow. So I feel like I'm like, okay.
You're in here. You're here, girl.
You know, you got like Justina's opening up to me. I'm like, okay. Yeah.
Tell me more about your home life. No, look, let me tell y'all about Maddie. Yeah. She don't play because she took my seat today at lunch and my stuff was right there. And I said, dang, you just took my seat. She said, I'm going to sit next to my brother.
Yeah.
And it was Jacob.
Big Simone's Louis Vuitton fanny pack. I was like, whatever, bitch.
I grabbed it and I took my ass to the other table with D-Rex.
Nah, Maddie, you dope. Yeah. Super, super, super dope.
Like, she got
thank
hard.
You.
Yeah, super dope.
So thank you so much for today. Any other questions you want to ask her? Anybody want to know anything else about Maddie?
Maddie, I mean, you just funny. You
funny.
Know,
you
just,
guys are funny.
And it's
funny.
This is just the most intimate moment I've ever had with you. And
literally the most.
Literally. Yeah. But what's crazy today, we do this every night. And I didn't correlate the fact that you were going to be on the show tonight. And I just started talking to you on stage today.
Yeah, me
and
neither.
You know, as I'm like, I want to know more about Maddie.
Yeah. We should.
And this is so beautiful. Yeah. You don't know what people go through. Yeah. You don't know their story. You don't until you sit down and have a conversation with somebody. Mm. There's so much you told us in this 10, 15, 20 minutes that I would have never known. And I think it's beautiful. And it just shows a whole other side of you.
Yeah.
And here just being emotional, because I promise you that little tear little just went right over there. Rainbow.
Because it's something relatable about all of us. True. That, you know, women out there can relate to, people can relate to. So thank you for sharing your time.
Of course.
Yes. Thank
story.
You.
We love you.
Yep.
So before we go, we always do a quote. Yes. Vina always sends out devotions to everybody in the morning. You know, she's very spiritual. Her mom is a pastor. My dad's a pastor. Yes. PKs.
Both you guys? Oh, wow.
Yep.
And the devotion today was actually laugh on purpose.
That's crazy.
Laugh on purpose. Wow. Yeah, find something to laugh about. If you're old, your friends have conversations, you remember in the back of your head, laugh about it. Yeah. So it's about that today. Laugh on purpose.
Okay, laugh on purpose. I have two quotes.
Okay, give it to us.
Number one. Okay, number one. They're a little bit too real.
No, they're not.
Talk about it. Let's go.
You know me. I like to be. I was telling the producer I was nervous. He was like, "What the fuck is your problem?" So
about this?
Yeah,
girl. Like, please, you see, I'm over here in a scarf.
Yeah,
in a hoodie. Scarf. You're just kicking it.
Okay, this one says, "No one is you, and that is your power."
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Boom.
That's it.
Boom. Okay, I got one more.
Okay.
Okay. This one says, actually, let's not do that one. Okay, this one's. Who am I based on this quote? Okay.
You're so cute.
So this one's, I think this is Abe Lincoln. I think this is unrelated to what, but ultimately, it's about the turtle and the hare shit. Okay.
Okay.
I'm a slow walker, but I never walk back. Okay.
Beautiful.
We're always moving forward. Other people might be. Chasing things before you, but you're like,
it's okay.
Right,
it's
I'm
okay.
doing my work.
If it's an inch, if it's a foot, if it's a, you know, it's not a race, it's a marathon.
You're hustling.
Taking time, and as long as you're moving forward.
Yeah, and you hustling at your own pace. Let's toast to Maddie.
Cheers. Cheers, Maddie. Thank you
Cheers,
for coming.
Girls.
Thank you, Mads.
Thank you so much, Maddie, for your time.
Thank you, guys.
We'll do a little break, and we will be right back after this. Welcome back to the Women of Wild and Out podcast. Maddie just left up. Maddie Smith, and that's my boyfriend last name. I was like, your last name Smith? What made you get emotional?
Girl.
Just looking at her.
Just looking at her and just like hearing her story.
Yeah.
Just coming from an insecure place into like seeing her on stage now and just being so confident.
And vibrant.
With her art. Like that's just amazing to me. And just, she's just so cute. And you know, when someone looks at you as like, yo, you doing your thing, keep going. That's like, be on your shit too, you know, because people are watching you.
Yeah.
100. So that's how I got emotional, like, dang. And worrying about a bill.
Yep. Or even the way when I was looking at her and, you know, how talking to her today, even on such a show that is primarily urban.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? She's mm-hmm. up there with most Black people, you yeah. know, it's her, Jacob. We have a few, you know, other Caucasian people on the show, but for her to solely, even Jacob, come yeah. on the show, they are 100% themselves. They're not coming trying to be DC, coming trying to hang with this is who I am.
This is
me 100%. And I just think that's such a beauty. She's so quirky and cute and talented and beautiful and funny. And I love her laugh. It's so pure. Mm-hmm. When she laugh about something, it make you laugh, you know? Yeah. So
And you can just tell that her internal is right too.
It's
like,
right.
She just, and like I said, I love when someone has a story. Like, I just love to listen and hear because it's the process. Like, we all go through it. And like, for her to just read her two quotes and just like she's hustling at her own pace still.
Yeah.
She gonna like Saturday Night Live, all them shows, Adam Sandler, like I could see her on all that.
Yeah, you know? She's definitely a star in her own right. Yeah. Definitely
I could see that. A star. Yeah. Today was a great show. Great episode. Yeah, it was I'm thinking about the show.
It was a great episode. You had three episodes.
Yeah,
today.
I'm thinking
how you feel, Bree?
Feeling good.
I mean, you out there today?
I was.
Yeah.
I was
Where you be at? Like,
on that.
Well, I was in the audience today.
Oh, cool.
Yes,
cool.
I was in the truck.
That's
her truck.
That's work too, though.
Oh, yeah,
because you got to keep up the energy.
It is, honestly, I think you're way more on camera there than how we got it set up.
You know,
it is right here, and you're
the whole
like,
time.
right.
Got to keep the energy up for the crowd. Yeah.
I mean, it was fun.
You were all three. You was out there.
All three. Yeah. They got us doing one day audience for all three, and then the next day, Wild and Out Girls balance it out. Cool. Yeah.
How are you with the other Wild and Out Girls? Or Wild and Out Goddesses.
Goddesses.
Yeah.
I gotta get used to that too.
Yeah.
We're good. I think it's just been they've always changed. We always had new girls. It was really hard to really like bond or keep anyone because there'd be
girls.
They'd be gone. Mm-hmm. So I would say there's probably only a few of us that are really still here. Like it would be like Alexis and Jessica Charm and a few of those girls. But now I feel like we all kind of have a vibe. But it's the same thing like y'all are saying. You pick your people and you kind of
you connect with them. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think probably me and one other girl have been here the longest.
Mm. Have you built any bonds with any of them? Like, y'all got pretty close, or it's just more like, I see you at Wild
and
Out?
Yeah, it's like, you know, I had a couple girls, and then they leave, you know?
So yeah,
then
you're
Amber, for instance, which I'm so happy for Amber to be with y'all, but that was one of my main friends.
You're
so
like,
I was like, dang,
really
I lost my
more.
Girl. Yeah, I was like, who am I going to go Bobby's house? Where am I going to do? Like, what am I going to do now?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's good, but I also learned a lot from Amber with, like, the girls and how to really, like, you know, I was always kind of shy. I would be quiet, and I would sit and wait and kind of feel everybody out and watch.
Yeah.
And Amber's such a big, beautiful like, personality.
Yeah.
And she's like, girl, be you. Don't be quiet.
Yeah.
And so I like changed a lot being around Amber, which I love. So I feel like now she's like set me off on my own.
Oh, yes.
That was
so
cool.
Cute.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, Amber,
that's
great.
Open up a little
Amber
more.
Been killing it too.
She's killing.
Killing it. I'm so happy for her.
She's killing.
She's been dying to do that.
Yeah.
She's funny.
Yeah.
But you already know what time it is. Yeah. You know what time for. Quote of the night.
Mm-hmm.
What's your quote?
To out it out, the outro. You did the intro.
Mm-hmm. Now we do the outro.
The outro. Mine's
don't get all. I don't want to cry. What you finna say?
That you're beautiful.
And that girl.
That you're beautiful.
No,
it was.
You make me
that
cry,
you're beautiful. Mom. And that I admire your artistry, B.
Okay, thank you.
I admire your art. I admire your hustle. Am I your...
That's not the quote.
It is.
It's not. It's text me. Because my nose is tingling.
Nah, but I do love B, though. I've seen B growth. I remember I DM'd her and was just like, let's be like, let's be friends.
She
like,
let me friends.
Let's be friends. And we went on our little date at Yard House.
Oh, my gosh. She was there today. And she was like, I'm so mad because you didn't want me to go home with you.
Yeah, I'm so mad. But I went to her house the next day. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And, you know, do what we did.
Oh, didn't go home with you, but you did
girl,
the next day.
Girl, we made a YouTube video.
Right,
and she then, made me do her hair.
Yeah, maybe she did my first little sewing in Atlanta, all black. It was so cute. And then my favorite video is what? That video of her when she had her blonde little streaks, it was so cute. I kept replaying. I'm like, this girl is so funny. And we're best friends now.
What is the quote, Vina?
The quote is, I wrote it down. So Beto, it's this, you know, no one else is supposed to know your calling. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a conference call. It wasn't.
Yes.
No one in this room is supposed to understand you, is supposed to get you. Mm-hmm. No one is supposed to understand your calling because it wasn't a conference call.
Just for you and
what God has for you is for you. whatever your heart desires, God's gonna give it to you. Mm. And remember, a delay is never a denial, and dream big.
Oh, love it. Beautiful.
Keep dreaming.
Thanks, Bree. Pretty V. Mm-hmm. Y'all, that's the Women of Wild and Out podcast, and we are out. We will see you next time.
Yeah.
Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
And go stream that thing. Wherever it's going to stream it.
Wherever it's going to be. YouTube.
You.
Apple Music.
Swipe up.
Swipe up. We love y'all. Thank y'all for watching and tuning in.
Yes. Mwah.